This is a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Ken Nash.
And I'm Mimi Rosenberg. Nearly 1,000 immigrant workers and their allies boarded buses in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Minneapolis, Chicago, Houston, Miami, and Boston, and are now crossing the United States to protest for immigrant rights. On one of the buses that left from Los Angeles, the Freedom Riders were stopped by the Border Patrol near El Paso, Texas. After hours of refusing to divulge their identities to the authorities, they were finally released to continue their journey after considerable political pressure was brought to bear upon the authorities. We now talk with a number of these modern-day Freedom Riders.
Yes, we've been on our knees too long.
We have on the line Hilda Delgado, who is a bus captain of one of the Los Angeles buses, and we also have
Richard Shaw,
who's on the Houston bus, so we're merging two buses. The Houston bus actually is in Anniston, Alabama right now, where in 1961, one of the original Freedom Ride buses was firebombed, and the L.A. bus is in my town, Nashville, Tennessee. So I couldn't resist that.
I know.
So Richard Shaw.
Hello.
And we have Hilda Delgado.
Thank you.
Oh,
hi, Hilda.
Tennessee. Thank you for inviting us.
This is really exciting. It is great. And it's nice to connect the two of you before you get to New York on October 4th.
Hilda, tell us what happened with your bus in El Paso before we go further as to what's going on right now.
What happened to us is that about 7:15 in the morning, we stopped at the checkpoint there in El Paso. We were detained for about 4 hours before they let us go. And after much political pressure from people across the country, we've been learning about all the pressure that the community across the country, not just the immigrant community, but the community as a whole, put on the INS, and all the phone calls, all the faxes, all the emails, all the letters from elected officials, from community organizations sent to the INS before they let us go. But we stood with our immigrant workers card IDs that read, I am a participant in the Immigrant Workers Freedom Ride, a peaceful campaign by citizens and immigrants in support of equal rights for all workers. I wish to exercise my right to remain silent. I will not speak to anyone, answer questions, respond to accusations, waive any of my legal rights, or consent to any search of my person, papers, or property until I have first obtained the advice of an attorney. So we were there holding this card for 4 hours, nonstop. We sang for 4 hours, we shall overcome. We were voiceless by almost the end of the day, by the time we reached San Antonio. But it's been incredible. This is our seventh day on the road. We are so, so encouraged by the support of thousands and thousands of people. Every town we visit, we're here in Nashville, there's about 1,500 people congregated here by the convention center. And everywhere we go, people understand what's going on across the country. They know that buses from 10 major cities left to revive the immigration discussions, to bring out of the shadows 10 million people that live and work and pay taxes in this country. They recognize the need, and we understand the support that we need to put back in the national agenda, immigration reform. And hopefully the people that are listening to us right now call their congressmen on October 2nd when we reach Washington, D.C., and where they're lobbying Congress, telling them about our experience on the road and what we learned and what we've seen across the country.
Hilda, let me ask you this. Before we go to Richard, tell us the kinds of people who went on the bus and what's at stake for them and why they did this.
We have a broad coalition of people traveling as far as Hawaii, Filipinos, Japanese, Chinese people that landed in Los Angeles on September 20th to join us on our journey. We have African Americans, we have Jewish, we have Anglos, we have Latinos from all different countries across South and North and Central America. We have so many people from Africans. We have people from Arabic nations that have joined together. There's about 90 of us that took the U.S.-Mexico voter route, and we just want to say that this is not just about Latinos, which people tend to say is the largest minority. It's about us coming together, building coalition to make a better living for all Americans living and paying taxes in this nation. The same injustices, I believe, that were underlined in California, in Palm Springs, in Arizona, in Phoenix, in San Antonio. We've been hearing the stories over and over. We have seen people that work for $38 a day, although there is no slavery supposedly in this country. We have seen 75-year-old males that work in the fields right there in New Mexico that have to pick 50 trash can-sized buckets of chili to get paid $38 a day. That's the kind of injustices that we have seen.
Hilda, we're going to switch over to the Houston bus right now. And
we have with us Richard Shaw.
Yes.
Tell us about the rally that you're in attendance.
We're in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and we have been marching and we have been rallying, and we had as high as we estimate 3,000 people here. We still have at least 1,500 left, and they are rallying, and they have been rallying for the last 2 hours. This is quite a reception for the Freedom Bus Riders that came up from Houston. And in the crowd, we've got union members, we've got immigrants, we've got community members. Just a fabulous rally. You can hear it in the background when they cheer, I'm sure.
Richard, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved with this? Why are you interested? Why did you go on the Freedom Ride?
I'm with the AFL-CIO in Houston, and Houston is a town of immigrants. As a labor movement in Houston, we've been advocating for the immigrants in Houston because they're being cheated and they're being exploited. Labor's got to step up and organize immigrants into unions and help immigrants. And the only way that we know that we're going to truly help them is that we've got to help them with legalization and we've got to help them with full workplace rights. That's how I got involved in this entire Freedom Ride, right? It's a national issue, and it's something that America's got to wake up and see.
Richard, I thought you'd be in Anniston, Alabama by now. Had you reached Anniston? Yes.
We went through Anniston early this morning where we met with quite a crowd. We were treated to a kind of a historical review of what happened in Anniston back in 1961 when one of the Freedom buses were burned. The students there at the community college had put together an exhibit. Then we had a complete presentation along with historical figures from that time period that spoke to us and talked about the meaning of the Freedom Ride and how important our Freedom Ride was today.
I believe we also have another brother on the line, Miguel.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, and we are talking to you from where exactly?
Nashville.
That's the LA bus.
Miguel, I know you're one of the co-coordinators of the Freedom Ride. Yes. Tell us about your experience, how you got involved in this, and how successful you feel this contemporary, modern immigrant workers' freedom ride is.
I started around 7 years ago in my workplace. I was a shop steward. I was laid off because of September 11th. Employers, you know, suddenly taking advantage of a tragedy of September 11th and attacking immigrant workers. I was laid off. I decided to stay close to my union, became an organizer, have been working on political campaigns and so forth. And eventually, they picked me to coordinate the riders. And it has impacted me personally. It motivates me because there's a lot of immigrants that haven't been able to go to funerals of their own brothers, husbands, wives, and so forth. And it's not right. We contribute to this country greatly. We pay taxes. We have family values. We come to this country for freedom, and it's not being granted to us, although we contribute with the economy of this country.
What kind of work were you doing when you were laid off?
I was a banquet waiter.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I mean, were there a lot of immigrant workers working in that field in Los Angeles?
95% of the people working in hotels and restaurants are immigrants.
Miguel, do you feel heartened by this upsurge of support from the organized labor movement for the rights of immigrant workers?
It's overwhelming. It's a humongous move. It's so motivated to keep us going through all obstacles that could come on our way. Because you know what? We had a talk with this fellow from Dallas who says, before you came here to Dallas, before you stopped here, you made unions, community organizations, religious organizations who haven't been able to work together. And before you got here, we've been working together now because of you coming to this town. It's amazing how people are reacting to what are we doing here. Everybody's coming together. Everybody's understanding that these are the type of things that immigrants need to do in order to get respect in the workplace, to get legalization, a path to citizenship, to reunify with their families, to have civil rights and civil liberties.
Yeah, Richard, I wanted you to talk to Miguel. Do you realize that you're both immigrant freedom riders and you're both on the line together?
Yes, I do. Hi, Miguel.
How are you doing?
Do you two know each other?
No.
Well, you do. Hello. You do now. Richard, what would you like to share about your experience with Miguel?
Our experience has just been so uplifting. We have been just greeted by crowds, and we've been greeted by leaders of the civil rights movement who are urging our freedom riders on. They're telling us that we've just got to stick with it. We've got to continue this ride. We've got to keep rallying. The enthusiasm is just overwhelming, and the reception and the response. It's been one of the most uplifting things that I've ever been through,
Miguel,
in my entire life.
And how do you feel about that, Miguel?
What we all would like to see happen.
Miguel?
Hello.
Did you hear Rich?
There's about, I mean, we're in Nashville right now. There's about 400 or 500 people here coming together and greeting us. It's overwhelming. It's like the people have finally awakened. You know, it happened almost 40 years ago in 61, and the things are still the way that they were before. The laws have changed, but there's still things happening out there. There's still discrimination towards the color of your skin, the way that you talk, the language that you speak. So we need to do this sort of stuff in order to make the Congress understand that we immigrants are the people. We've been contributing to this country. We've been building this country for the last 400 years.
This is exactly what the freedom riders are about.
Hello. There are some religious leaders speaking and reading us here.
Okay. Now, you're going to be going to Washington, D.C., right, soon?
Yes.
And then to New York City? Okay, we're going to see you in New York City, right?
What I wanted to say personally is that the community has got to get involved in this. If the community doesn't come together and start calling their congressmen, this is not going to be a success. We can have freedom rights after freedom rights every year, but if the people, the community, does not get involved in this, it's not going to be a success. The community has to come together and start calling the congressmen and start telling them we need to have family reunification. We need to have legalization, a path to citizenship. We need to have our civil rights and civil liberties respected. We need to have the voice in our work. We need to know that we can be able to come out of our shadows and speak for our rights without fear of deportation.
This is Richard Shaw. I have to get off the line now. Our bus is getting ready to leave the rally.
Give us your message before you get back on the bus.
My message is, si se puede, si se puede. Yes, we can. If we all unite, and if we all work together, if we all work with our communities, we can win this for immigrant workers. They live here, they work here, they pay taxes, and they've got to be brought into the mainstream and have all the benefits of living in this country since they contribute so much.
And Richard Miguel, we'll see you both at Flushing Meadows Park in Queens on October 4th.
We will see you there.
Thank
Great.
You.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Well, good night, and have a safe journey. We went to Nashville, and we went with our friends from Texas who were heading up to where we're going to be this Saturday, Flushing Meadows Park in Queens, for an all-day political festival, the celebration of immigrants' rights.
This is really exciting. It shows what the labor movement can do when it gets behind an issue. This is fantastic, and people should turn out in droves on Saturday the 4th, starting at 10 a.m. at Flushing Meadows Park, and we'll also be broadcasting it live, starting at 11 to 4 at Flushing Meadows Park. We'll be broadcasting it over WBAI Live.
This has been a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special.
Mañana is now. Mañana is now. Mañana.